Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 everybody, what's up? This is the Isis E Show. Yep, that's me, Isis. I'ma do me. Looky here. Tonight we're gonna have Marcus Turner and Frank Simon Jr. of Fam Up Music representing Oklahoma. As soon as they call in, we will be getting on with them. So until then, listen to this smooth, smooth sound from my producer. My boy is the killer. Here we go. Hey, hey, hey. Again, you all, this is the Isis E Show. Yep, that's me. Isis, I'ma do me. Look, here we got Mr. Marcus Turner and Frank Simon Jr. on the line with us. What's up, you guys? What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? What's happening with you?
Nothing much. Just living, baby. That's all I'm doing. So what's going on with you guys?
Oh, right now we taking a break right now. It's been a real busy schedule today. You know, we just dropped the soul music release on them today, so we've been promoting that and busy just trying to get that out to everybody. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's the stuff. Tell the people, because there's people listening from the east, from the west coast, the north to the south end, over there on the other side of the world, my island friends and everything. Tell the people where you're calling from and what is Fam Up Music all about?
We actually kind of split up right now. We got me, I'm in Oklahoma. 450, tell them where you at, bro. Is he still on there? 450? I don't know. Don't know where he's at. We'll try and get him back on here in a second, but he's down there in Texas. Fam Up Music, what we all about is just positive hip hop. You know what I mean? We're bringing positive messages of encouragement, of motivation, of inspiration, of hope. You know, just giving it to the people, because we feel like right now, you know, all the craziness and chaos going on in the world, that, you know, it's a good time to just give people some positive vibes in their life. You feel me?
I feel you. Okay, that's what's up. So how long you and your partner been in the music business? How long y'all been doing this?
We've been doing this. We clicked up in 2008, right around the time I got out the military and 450 he got done with college. So we clicked up then, and we started going heavy and hard, hitting the pavement down there in Texas, you know, the Conroe area, Huntsville. So we got out there and really been grinding, but then we took a little temporary break. I went back to school to learn audio engineering. That's another trade that I got. I'm not just a teeter troop of fam of music, but I also do audio engineering, mixing and mastering, recording, and all that other kind of stuff. And then once we came back from that in 2013, we got back on the grind full time. Now what we do is we release songs every Friday. Every Friday we got a brand new song going up on the website. People can get that for free. You know, all you got to do is go to the website, famupmusic.com. That's with a Z. Then once you're on the site, just go click the free download tab, and you can download all our music for free every Friday.
All right, that's what's up. I like that. First of all, I want to say I salute you for serving our country and everything. I'm a military brat, and I like it. And with you, and who am I speaking with right now? Marcus?
It's T the Truth, yeah.
T the Truth, okay. Okay, where do you get the name from?
T the Truth, the
how
T
how you come
in
up
it
with
stands
the name?
For, well, what I stand for is all about bringing people the truth. You know, I like to say keep it real, but everybody's version of real is different. You know what I'm saying? What's real for the spider is chaos for the fly, if you get what I mean. So I don't like to say that I'm real because, like I said, everybody's version of real is different. It might be real for somebody, you know, in another location to say, oh, yeah, it's real to be riding like this, so it's real to be doing that. And another spot, it might not be. But one thing that's never fake is the truth. You know what I'm saying? The truth is undeniable. It's not going to shake. It ain't going to fail. It's there. So see, the truth stands for tell the truth. And that's what I do in my rhymes. I'm all about telling the truth and just, you know, keeping it 100% honest with the people. I'm not going to sit up here and rap about having all this money and cars and, you know, girls hanging on to me everywhere, because that ain't the truth. The truth is, you know, I'm a struggling artist just like the next person. I'm launching from the ground up with my business. The truth is I got one main lady in my life, and I'm not worried about no other girls. You know what I'm saying? So that's where T the Truth comes from, just telling the truth.
All right, that's what's up. Is 450 on? Is you on?
No, I don't know. I'm trying to have to get him back real quick. If I do, I'm going to have to try and join him up on this call. I might have to go away for a temporary little second. But
Okay, while we trying to get 450 back and everything else, I'm going to play this one track that you all sent, and it's called Motivate.
Yeah,
and
motivated.
Let everybody hear
motivated.
What you all are talking. Okay, Motivated, I'm so sorry. Let them hear what it's all about. And while we're doing that, we're going to try to get 450 on the phone, okay?
All right, cool deal.
Here we go.
Yeah. True. And my nigga see that. 450. O's up, man. Motivation. I'm focused. Got my mind set on $ till I find that nigga, I won't have no peace of mind. I hate my mama working three damn jobs, but I'ma change it, that's my word, like it was sent from God. It's what I am, I do this for my peeps. I go and get it, how I get it, nigga, we ain't need. Yo, can't give a fuck about your walk, man. You can choose another way while I maintain to do my thing. Yo, only do it, just ease the stroke. I'm living humble, but it's painful to watch my mama buck. Her spirit won't crumble, but know she's strong with it. The battle's God sent it, she won't surrender, he knows she gonna win. Never give up, we wasn't raised with that whole shit. Gotta get some more chips, and now I am so focused. The burden I carry till I move steady. The feelings I'm feeling, my soul's heavy, my tears keep breaking left. But crying, it ain't seem to solve nothing. Fucking hit a block with a Glock, bitch, and I'm hustling. I ain't raw, sir, tailor-made. Motivated by the struggle, time to get paid.
I'm tired of trying to change things that'll never change. This game I'm in, it never changes, it always stays the same. So many ups and downs, they try to hold me back, man. So many ups and downs, they try to hold me back. I'm motivated, I'm motivated, I'm motivated, I'm focused. I'm motivated, I'm motivated. Consideration of them young minds loading patience. Get it? Boy, I can take them for real with it. I'm that type of nigga that ain't got but gon' still give it. As long as God on my side ain't got it, you still with it. Lose your sense of touch and I promise you still fit it. It's so 50 yet my mind been on some real brand new shit. New way of life, God lead, let's do this. Yeah, I guess I'm acting brand new then. Is it cause I ain't trying to activate a brand new sin? It's fam up to the death of me. Leave a living for your loved ones, the rest is history.
Simon doing their thing, the motivated, featuring C.
Yeah.
Dot. Do we got him on the line? Do we got him back?
Yeah, I do.
Yes,
believe
we
got
do. Yeah, I'm back on the line. What's happening? I'm over. Hey, I'm
that's
over here. No, actually, man, you know what I'm saying? Boy, don't focus.
All right, 450, we heard a little something about T, the truth. What's up with you? What's going on with you?
Man, you know, if we talk about right now, I'm just right now, but we part, you know, so during the evenings, you know, late in the evenings, we use, you know, up all night, you know, so some days you got to kind of take some time. You know, right now I'm just kind of taking some time. Just on that.
You know what, baby? You are going in and out, and I can't hardly hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, you might have to step outside or something, man, that reception on that phone, bro.
Oh, okay.
It's all good, so it's all good. So you two have been together since, what, 2010, you say?
Well, we're brothers, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is my blood brother. We just started going hard on
the music. Oh, your blood brother. Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, this is my blood brother, you know what I mean? Like, family music, we started with family and money, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's all about. You take care of your family, you get the money, you take care of your family. So that's
correct.
Where the fam stands
right.
From. You know what I mean? Like, so this is we real family. This is my real blood brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, 450, back to you. Again, if you can just repeat yourself, what's up with you? Because like I said before, you were going in and out and fading and everything and couldn't hardly hear you.
Okay. I do apologize, you know, but I am outside right now on this beautiful day. But me, like right now, I'm just kind of kicked back, relaxed, you know, from a hard working day, actually. You know, I know the day's not over, but we stay up all night, so you got to take some time out for your body. So that's actually what I'm doing right now is relaxing, you know, but I'm actually working on my album called The Blood. I'm not even going to release a date to you guys yet. I know the date, but I don't want to tell everybody quite yet. I want to, you know, be one of those things that be a nice surprise, because it's a thing we're taking our time working on pretty hard. So I want to be something we put together strategically, you know. So I'm working on The Blood right now, and that's my album. So that's what I'm up all night pretty much working on right now.
Okay, that's what's up. So who is C-Dot?
Oh, C-Dot is my partner from the N.O., you know what I'm saying, Knifewall Shawty. Yeah, this is I went to school with him out there in Arizona. We met a real good dude, man. Y'all heard his voice. I mean, he's a soulful, powerful singer, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you right now, C-Dot, if you're listening, bro. But this is one of my partners, man. This is when we met, we clicked it off, and then next you know, he ended up moving into my crib with me out there in Arizona and everything. And you know, this is my brother from another mother.
So who has musically inclined, I mean, influenced you all to start with the music, and who had, are you all musically inclined, like with instruments or something like that?
Ooh, man, that's a good question. I'll tell you who kind of inspires us. Well, I'll speak for me, and then I'll let 450 tell y'all what he think. For me, you know, I'm inspired by all the greats, you know, the ones that came before, Luther Vandross, you know, Miles Davis, LCD,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I like a lot of the old school stuff. You know, it just goes back to, you know, coming up, it's Saturday morning, mom's turning on the music and everything. She in there cleaning up, doing her thing, whatnot. And, you know, that's kind of where I get my musical influence from. As far as, like, musical talents, I do produce as well. I produced a track on this album, and I produce tracks for other artists and everything. But I developed my talent by playing by ear. I just got a keyboard. Matter of fact, 450 is the one that bumped me my first keyboard. And it was like, you're going to have to start making this beat. So I started making beats and everything like that too. But other than that, you know, I'm a certified audio engineer. And that's what I do. I kind of put things together behind the scenes.
All right, got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Both.
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, me, I'm the wild man, you know. So that says a lot right there. I'm the wild man. Whatever need done, that's me, you know. But like instruments wise, I call myself playing the drums kind of, because I guess I like it. But I guess if nobody else's ears is in there, I'm great, you know. You know what I mean? So, but you know, just to be serious, no, I don't play any instruments. But you know, I use my gift of what I'm able to do with my words and, you know, gift of my tongue to be able to use that as an instrument. So, you know, I have a built-in instrument. Let's just say it like that.
Okay.
You know,
That's the first.
Well, what really inspired, you know, some people, I mean, I guess not even people, I guess just things that inspired me is just, you know, everybody, you know, grew up different. You know, everybody's walk is different. Everybody, you know, each person, you know, from the people that you know that's close to you to the people that you cross in the store, you know, everybody grew up different in a different area. So, you know, I like to take kind of what we've been through and we've done, and I like to put it into a nice motivational type sense where people can understand it, as in just hearing it as growth. Okay, well, I hear him, you know, and since he went through that and did that, yeah, I have my own problems, so I'm going to put that in, and you know, I'm kind of use that for myself, you know, in that sense, and use it as my problem, and kind of use it as growth, you know what I mean? I'm going to yes, you know, how can I explain this? It's not the same problem. No, we don't go through the same problems. We have our different problems. But maybe if something I say you might can relate to, then that's you know, a lot of my motivation is to be able to have our music lift others. And that's why we do music with Sustain.
Amen.
Okay,
right.
I got you. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Most definitely. You know, it's kind of hard to explain, but I'm going to put it out there.
All right. So since you all got together and you all say hip hop is back and everything, so what makes you all different from any other artists that's out there right now?
What makes us different is we represent the struggle. You know what I'm saying? We're not here to glorify lifestyle. We're not here to try and say we're better than anybody. We're not trying to say we make more money or we're more gangsta or we're more this or that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a track that's on Soul Music up in the studio that where I say relate to all my fans because I'm just like one of y'all. No difference, different story, same resemblance. Motivated by the ones who made it. They my influence. So what we represent is everybody, the people that's going through the 9-to-5, the people that don't have a 9-to-5, the grinders, the hustlers, the people in the pews, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we apply to all of these people in the sense of, you know, it like 450 said, it don't matter what you're going through. Everybody done been through something, you know what I mean? But we're not going to continue to try and break you down for going through the things that you're going through. We're not going to sit up here and be like, oh, yeah, we balling out of control when I got some of my family that's living in poverty. You know what I'm saying? Like, that don't make no sense. So I think that's the difference between us and everybody else. Well, I ain't going to say everybody else because there's a lot of artists kind of doing the same thing we do, but you know, we just choose to represent the struggle, keep it real, and you know, be the heart of the streets, but in a positive manner. You know what I mean? We got to turn this thing around so that way we can start saving our youth. You feel me?
I feel you. Okay.
Already,
you know,
yeah.
Who was just speaking? Who was just speaking?
That's the truth. That's me, Marcus. See the truth.
All right, see the truth. What about you, 450? What makes you different from any other one?
Okay, I'm gonna go with the M I U, and they like what? That's what I'm gonna go with. M I U. That's motivation, inspirational, and uplifting. You know, ask anybody else that. I guarantee you, MIU won't be their first answer. So that right there just lets you know that's what sets us apart. Is that just that right?
Okay.
That first answer lets you know. You know, but if we're gonna get just really deeper into it, that was just scratching the surface. But if we're gonna get deeper into it, then I say are willing to go against the grain. No matter how hard it gets to never give into what others want us to give into.
Right.
You understand? You get what I mean?
That's what sets us apart.
I think our loyalty to really what we stand for as hip hop is back in music with substance is what sets us apart, is our true loyalty to stick to that no matter what, no matter what other music is out. We stick to our lane and what we represent. So that 100% sets us apart. M-I-U. Don't forget it. M-I-U.
Nope. M-I-U. 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 Got you. Got
motivational, inspirational, and uplifting.
And uplifting. I like that. In a minute, we're going to have to pass a plate. In a minute, all y'all needed is to breathe a little bit. Anyway.
Nah, that's good, man. Good fun.
I like that. So has there ever been a time with YouTube that you wanted to quit? You just wanted to quit because it wasn't going the way that you wanted to go or anything like that?
I wouldn't say I wanted to quit, but I can say it has been a time where you'd be like, man, you know, I know my worth. what we about to put together to get them to know our worth. You know what I mean? They, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You don't want to quit, but you start plotting, and, you know, it gets hard. This is hard work. People really don't. All they hear is the finishing done. Oh, I hear music. I hear words. Okay, that's all you do is go in and put music to words. That's it. No, if you want good music, like, you got to sit down and, like, it's strategic. You know what I mean? It's hard work. It's time consuming. It's hard on the brain and you know what I mean, hard on the body. You know, you got to make sure you keep watering your butt. But, you know, like, yeah, like, but I wouldn't say wanted to give up, you know, but you put so much into it and you grind and you grind and you grind and you out there being your own foot soldier. You move and you doing this. You actually in a line of talking to the right people, but you like, man, when something gonna bend? You know what I mean? So you don't want to quit. Sometimes it does kind of wear on you, but then you got to just pack that under your feet like dirt and come out that hole. You know what I'm saying? You got it. That's when you just grind even harder. Like, okay, if they ain't, I'm going to make them listen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Got you.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Got you.
See?
Okay, T.
Hey, I say the same thing. I mean, there's never been a point in time when we ever wanted to quit. You know what I mean? Has there been hard times? Yeah, no doubt. But, I mean, that's with every walk. There's you know, we're not promised to have the sunshine last forever. You know what I mean? Every day is not going to be just all great and everything. You're going to have your bumpy roads. But I think what really solidified us as a group, you know what I mean, is getting through all of those issues, trials, tribulations, whatever you want to call them, that we go through and every group has gone through. You know, every artist at some point in time hits a point in his career or her career where, you know, it's, do I keep on doing this or do I, you know, what do I do? Because, you know, you might not be getting the response that you think that you should be getting now. But, I mean, like 450 said, it's a full-time grind. It's a full-time work ethic. You know, my hours, I'm up usually by about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I work all the way until about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and then turn right back around and do it again the next day.
Yeah, that's what's up. I like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to do this next track, and I listened to all of them, but I like this one, Choose Life. And
yeah.
Here we go.
All right. Both fit.
Lord, what am I to do when own I can't get rest? Where am I to go when every town seems fair red? How am I to see when moving on blind faith? And how am I to hear when everybody got something to say? But I choose life over living bullshit. I choose pride. My comfort is the pulpit. And I'ma hold everybody to that higher standard. Yeah, I'ma hold everybody to that higher standard. Oh, I choose life
over everything. Over every single problem that this world and this money bring.
Yeah.
Over every single obstacle you gotta face in your life when you're trying to have some things. Feel me, ma, I really swear to wanna institute. Better stick to what you know and everything you do. Gotta keep your mind set on being hater proof. Cause the haters out here that's trying to own you.
Boom.
I throw the war within the body with a monster. My life I live like Contra.
Yeah.
My life familiar, I grind for.
Yeah.
My God, my love, my sponsor.
Yeah,
my whole thing's down like them Mazi.
Call
this violence on them Mazi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do this so gratefully.
Yeah.
And all for this ain't make believe.
Nah.
Give them first and everything will go straight. Money in your pocket and food on every plate. And you would notice that there would be less mistakes. Cause the covenant of him only comes with grace.
Yeah.
Should've fell in love with him from the first place. Should've stuck to his love and his open embrace.
Yeah.
People always worry about the best and the worst, but they shouldn't give a damn with the best or the worst thing.
Go.
When
go.
They don't come with me, what am I to do? When I'm down on bending knees, what am I to do? When I feel I cannot see, what am I to do? When they just don't believe,
Lord,
what am I to do? When own I can't care at, where am I to go? When every tail seems fair at, how am I to see? When moving on blind faith, and how am I to hear you? Everybody got something to say, but I choose life over living bullshit. I choose pride. My comfort is the pulpit, and I'ma hold everybody to that higher standard. Yeah, I'ma hold everybody to that higher standard. Oh, I
over being broke. I choose life over pushing dope. I choose life, cause life comes with hope. I choose life, cause that's the only thing I know. Pay attention to the concept, keep the game on lock like a convict. On the real Jesus, who for roll with? Then we getting this cheese like omelet. It's like a plan, grind and go get it in, I'm it. Bam up and we feeding the sounds. Keep our heads in the skies and we holding it down. Wanna know what to do when you come around. Keep a job, homeboy. When they're resting on it, I'm there. When I'm up, fold up, line chair. Shout out to the man above. He taught me how to live no fair. And we all know life ain't fair. Depending on me like I'm up in the air. Depending on him when the rest in care. Get the OG and that's without the death. Original grind. When they don't think you're there, I just call it perfect time. The way that things is going, this is worth more than time. So what am I to do when they approach me with time? Don't think about who buy them. Think about
Lord,
who
Lord, what am I to do
when own I can't care at? Where am I to go when every tail seems fair at? How am I to see when moving on blind faith? And how am I to hear you when everybody got something to say? But I choose life over living bullshit. I choose pride. My comfort is the pulpit. And I'ma hold everybody to that higher standard. Yeah, I'ma hold everybody to that higher standard.
All right, all right. That's with Marcus Turner and Frank Simon Jr.
Yeah.
I like that. Who's the lyricist? Who writes?
I do. We both write our own music.
You both? Okay, you both write your own music?
Yes, ma'am, most definitely.
Okay. I like that. Is there any particular people that you're trying to reach with your music? I'm sorry, babe. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. No, finish your question. I want to hear it all.
No, I was saying, is there any particular I ain't got lost for words now. Any particular group that you're trying to reach and everything? And first, like when you write your music, are you more of a lyricist person or poetry?
Oh, okay. That's a great question. For me, just speaking for me, I would have to say just like it's written. You know, I'm a lyrical madman. You know, like I like lyrics. You know, I like the form and the art of putting something together in a way where somebody be like, wow, but they perfectly know what you're talking about.
Right. Okay.
And as far as trying to reach, we're trying to reach the person who's right there on that edge. You know, don't push me because I'm close to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm trying not to lose. You know, somebody who's listening to that where they like, man, I am on the edge, you know, and I am, you know, I'm trying not to lose my head, but it's getting real bitter out here. But they pop in that soul music, you know what I'm saying? And they be like, oh, you know, that motivated, you know, oh, man, you know, now I'm motivated. Just listen to that song, just hearing these, you know, I'm motivated by the ones who said I wouldn't have made it. More motivated by the same ones who try to hate it. See, you can laugh, but really look who laughing to the bank. You see what I'm saying? I'm on that buoy. I might go under, but I never sink. And you know, if they hear things like that and stuff like that, they like, man, I am almost going under, but I ain't going to sink because he's going through something, and he's talking about he's not going to sink, so I'm not going to sink either. So those are the type of people we're reaching, is the ones who's right there on that edge, the ones who's about to lose their head, you know, and hopefully they can put that soul music in and change their whole mindset.
All right, got you. Is this 450 I'm speaking to?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Where's T at?
Oh, I'm right here. I agree with 450, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as me and my writing style, I like to keep things simple. You know what I mean? Like I don't bring a whole bunch of twisted, funny or crappy little punchlines or anything like that. I just tell my story, and I write from the things, from my experiences and whatnot. And what I've learned is, you know, true, we all go through things differently, but we all kind of going through the same thing, dealing with the same battle. You know what I'm saying? So just me talking about what I'm going through, putting it out there, you know, I'm just hoping that it helps folks. You know, I'm not really trying to, I don't want to say I'm targeting this group, because, you know, I don't have any targets on what I'm trying to target. I'm just, hey, the music is out there, it's free and available, because we believe that music is a gift. So since we have this gift, we're going to share our gift with everybody. And, the gift should be free. So here it is. Yeah. You can go listen to this and get you some knowledge, get you some motivation, get you some inspiration, get you some encouragement, you know what I mean, and everything like that. So we're trying to target everybody, anybody who wants to hear it, you know what I mean, take it in.
True. Yeah.
Hey, got you. Much love and respect on that. Are you what kind of artist do you all consider yourself to be? Are you going to remain underground? Are you trying to go mainstream, or what are you already there?
Our goal is to promote ourselves as independents. You know what I mean? We're not interested in signing a major deal unless they want to sign to the terms that we set, and I'm pretty sure there ain't no majors out there that want to sign to the terms that we set. I'm a little bit knowledgeable on this music business thing. So it's all about an independent grind, but we realize with the help of the internet, you know, we can be worldwide from the living room. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So we take advantage of all the digital media platforms, social media sites. If y'all want to get at us on anything, it's at Fam Up Music, name it, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever, just at Fam Up Music, you know what I mean, and it'll pull straight up.
And that right there is at Fam Up Music. Music is spelled with a Z. At Fam Up Music. Music is spelled with a Z instead of a S. M-U-Z-I-C. FamUpMusic.com.
Got you. Are there any events or any projects you guys are working on that's coming up?
Oh, yeah. We have, we got some stuff coming. We got a lot of things in the works right now. April 3rd, we'll be down in Houston shooting a video for a single that we're going to be releasing called Let Me Work. This thing is high octane. It's sure to be a crowd pleaser, you know what I'm saying? That following weekend, we'll be out there in Austin putting on a show at Kick Butt. So if you're in the Austin area, we'll be at Kick Butt Coffee and Booze April 11th. And then after that, we got a tour that we're planning for May time frame, and we'll be releasing more information on that on the website.
Okay.
This is 450. I'm probably slide through Dallas, Fort Worth area on April 1st before we head out to that Houston. I'm going to slide through and stop in and do a show for them down there in Fort Worth, man. Shout out to Chris Guillory Management, to reach out to us and see if we want to come through. You know, it was kind of I seen it as a compliment, you know, because he asked, you know, out of everybody that he named, which is some big names, you know, but I'm not going to drop the names, which is some pretty big names, you know, he asked us, you know, because he liked what he see, he likes the movement that's coming. He said we will be the next household name. So out of the big names he named, he asked us to come out. So, you know, we're probably going to slide through on that one also on April 1st in Fort Worth.
Okay, that's what's up like that. All right, here we go with this last one. Oh, my God, I didn't even have my glasses on. Well, it said, a soldier doesn't cry. A soldier doesn't cry, featuring Christy. And we're going to go ahead and tap this out and everything and come back. And, hey, it is what it is. Here we go.
For sure. Be the truth.
Not all wounds have scars.
Thank you. in his eyes ever since he was a kid. But it's a different look now from all the things he did. The land that birthed him and called, he had to provide an answer. Survivor Hollywood drama, but still came back with cancer. His mental mind stayed a fight to keep that line straight. Sometimes that mind breaks to something like a blind date. Commit to walk through the unknown, more passion for life, cause everybody make it home. That's why it hits your heart and that pain, there's no denying. Reaching for that bottle, cause it's how you keep from crying. It still don't make sense, cause you the one that's just surviving. Blaming God for the pain that you feel, cause he didn't revive him. I know you never thought you'd ever live this kind of life. Lost a little love you once held, felt like you died twice. When you came back, it's like the world grew distant. Suspended in the moment of time, just reminiscing. But you gon' make
it.
I'm doing my best to hold on. More violent than you dream. Dodging rounds from both sides, them lines read between. Cause she was running, she was gunning, she was right there with it. Wondering why when she came back, she looking at me different. Keep them thoughts locked in a box, she keep deep in her mind. Cautious like a blind date, she gotta take her time. Wounded warriors, sometimes they lack scars. Did it for each other, more than them stripes or them stars. I pray to God that it gives you peace. And here's a somber reminder for all the ones deceased. Rest easy, I'll be sure to pay a visit. Some folks only see soldiers, where I see true commitment. Some people just don't get it, yo, it's hard to paint the picture. The things you wanna forget, but daily you still remember. But you will never surrender. Nah, we will never surrender. No matter how hard it is, you gotta keep fighting.
They tell me that a soldier doesn't cry.
I'm doing my best to hold on.
But it's a lot of things going through my mind.
To all who didn't serve that are dealing with post-traumatic stress syndrome, more commonly known as PTSD. So if you or someone you know needs help, don't be afraid to seek. Don't feel like you're in this alone. Whatever it is you've been through, whoever you are, wherever you are, just don't give up. Even when you're tired of fighting and when you feel like there's no hope, keep pushing. We'll make it. Together. Moment of healing.
All right. A Soldier Doesn't Cry featuring Christy.
Yeah.
I like that. So what was going on with you when you wrote this one right here?
Oh, this one right here. This was kind of like my kind of like breakout song from PTSD. Like I told y'all earlier, you know, I'm a soldier. I was in the Army for 6 years. Got two tours over there to Iraq. And, you know, war is an ugly monster, you know what I'm saying? I've seen some things that I wish I wouldn't have to see. I've been through things I wish I haven't had to go through. But, you know, it's what I signed up to do, and it's a part of life, you know, for me now. So this was just – this song right here was my own kind of like – I finally defeated it, you know what I'm saying? I still deal with it. I still have symptoms or whatever you want to call it. I still have PTSD. I still deal with it. But I deal with it in a different form. You know what I'm saying? I take and try and channel that energy into helping people, you know what I'm saying, that's going through the same thing that I'm going through. And I know a lot of my guys that I serve with, I know a lot of women that serve that, you know, dealing with PTSD. And a lot of the times it's just, you know, they just need somebody to talk to, need somebody that they can relate to help them out with this. So that's kind of what this song was, just to pay homage and you know, give a dedication and honor the men and women who have put their lives on the line for everybody else. You know what I'm saying? It's still, you know, dealing with the scar that doesn't have a wound sometimes, you know, in PTSD.
I got you. Again, I salute you for serving our country.
And I'd like to add to that, too, because not really just add to what he said, but if you didn't really, if you really have to catch the song, you know, because if you know the ending, you know the ending is great. If you heard him before that nice, beautiful ending went out, he said, "Moment of healing." Am I correct, T? Is that what you said?
Right.
Okay, he said, "Moment of healing." So after he spoke to him, and you know, like a lot of just regular, how can I say this, artists, rappers, R&B who hasn't been over there serving, who don't really care about it. Some people can really care less, but those type people. Who skips over it, they don't understand that the people who has been through that to hear this song, like the feedback from the song from the people that my brother know and the people that my brother don't know that has served has been crazy. Like these people has went nuts. So what I'm saying is a regular artist might listen to this and be like, yeah, that was a cool song, but not really understand. But the people who has actually been through it has dropped tears to this song, it has helped them, and that this is their counseling song. And so he spoke to them real nicely to help them through, and then at the end he tells them, hey, this is your moment of healing. Then he lets it play out where they can just listen to themselves. You know what I mean? They just listen to themselves and it frees them. You know, so this song is deeper than just a regular artist song putting on the radio. A regular. Oh, I'm about to go in here and make a hot song. This song is so deep that a regular person wouldn't as fully understand. But these people, you gotta understand, it's millions and millions of these people who have served. And for them to hear something like this, it hits them on a whole different level than we can even fathom as just civilians. How can I say? You know.
I got you. And I must say, I listened to it all day today. Like I said, I'm from a military family, but I never served. But my father, my brothers and sisters, my cousins, and everybody else served. But, you know, on this side, as being a civilian, you know, the people that I know that was over there on, you know, on tour and everything. And it hit me, too, also. I'm going to tell you, dear, hear me, you know, the moment of healing and everything else, because you never know. I mean, even though in the streets, we do not know when our day or hour is going to come that we're going to leave this world. But just going over there fighting a war in somebody else's war, you know, you just don't know. Is my people coming back home or whatever? Blase bleep,
you
know.
Go.
I got
there,
older brothers
right.
and sisters that's still going through that PTSD and all the other stuff. But, you
right.
know, that's a good one right there. So, again, like I say, I salute you. And everything else. And you know what? I got to show you the spirit. So let's move on to the next. Move on to the next. But anyway, I just want to say I appreciate you both for coming on the ICC show, taking the time to talk with me and to talk to others. And again, it's coming from all over. I got people listening from the east to the west, you know, on the other side of the world. And in the islands and excuse me, in the islands and everything else and all the other stuff. Is there like a? Can you tell everyone again? I got a sensitive spirit. So tell everyone again where the social media, where they can go to find your music, to listen to the music, to download and all the other stuff.
Okay, that'll work. It is at, you can go straight to our website. It is at, it's famupmusic.com. That is FAMUPMUZIC.com. Famupmusic, music is spelled with a Z.com. That's our website.
And then as far as anything social, just at famupmusic for anything social, and you'll be able to find us. You want to Google at famupmusic, and that'll take you to pretty much everything that we got out there, from SoundCloud, YouTube,
right,
to everything.
That narrows it down, you all. Google it.
Google
it.
Just Google
famupmusic.
Real quick, just before we get up out of here, I just want to say thank you, ICC, for having us on. We really enjoyed it. I salute you for what you're doing, you know, putting on some people that really don't get the exposure from, you know, big-time radio stations and everything like that. But, you know, so I definitely salute you for doing this for us and everything.
Correct.
And then also for anybody that's listening, we're a little bit different. We don't like to think that we have fans. We just have a big, huge extended family. So I promise you this, if you contact me, I will contact you right back. If you join up on my mailing list and stay in tune with me and everything like that, I'll even give you my direct phone number. We can chop it up, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I like to think of my fans as just extended family.
I like that. I like that. That's what's up. I got you. Is there anyone that you would just like to say, give a shout out to?
Oh, everybody. My boy Tug, CEO, Rubo Records, C-Dot, man. Appreciate you for coming on the track. Christy Moore, Tone Jones, everybody that had a hand in making this album. And just helping us and supporting us along and everything like that. Just salute to everybody. There's so many people to name right here. We'll be on for another hour.
Most definitely.
All right. That's what's up. Again, much love and respect to the both of you, along with more blessings and success that will come your way. And I thank you and appreciate it.
I thank you.
All right.
Yeah, first kind of man above already. Thank you very much.
All right, that's what's up. Thank you. All right, everybody. You've just been listening to Marcus Turner and Frank Simon Jr. of Fam Up Music, and that is with the Z. And if you want to know more about them, you can Google it, FAMUPMUZIC. And they will be doing a little tour going on in mostly, from what I'm so sorry, in Texas. If things are coming up in April and everything, if you want to know more about their events, you know, just go to their page, Fam Up Music. You can get with Marcus Turner on Facebook. That's Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S. Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R, and Frank Simon Jr., that's F-R-A-N-K-S-I-M-O-N Jr. That's what's they're representing Oklahoma, and one is in Texas, but they are brothers, dual consistent brothers with multi-talent in the hip-hop music world. I like that. Appreciate it. To each and every one of you artists that wants to be on the ISIS E show, yep, that's me, ISIS, I'm going to do me. Look me up on Facebook, that's ISIS. Well, the last name is Linson, L-I-N-S-O-N, but it's still ISIS, I'm going to do me. And to all of you artists, if you wanted to be exposed, there's I have a partner in crime. She's in Chicago representing Chi-Town. They have this cruise is going on in August the 24th to the 28th. And you can perform on that cruise, a cruise of people of more than 3,000. And plus you'll be live on her cable network, which is in Chicago, along with her other sister station, which is five other states. I believe it's Tennessee, Ohio, I believe. There's other four states. So for more information, go to One Love, One House TV Cruise and like the page and get all the information on there. You can dial, the number is 804-878-4433, or you can text 1L1H, and you can speak with Linda Brown. Linda Brown. Get with them. I mean, it's something to do. If you want to be exposed, the money, the cabin, the cruise is cheap, no more than $400 and less. Go ahead, just going to expose yourself. And while you're exposing yourself, excuse me, you can have fun out there and everything else. Hey, it is what it is and everything else. Again, thanking Mr. Marcus Turner and his brother, Frank Simon Jr., for being on the ICC show. As always, everybody, as I always say, no matter what you do in life to the fullest, live life like nobody is watching, because we only have one life to live. And always, always put God first in everything that you do, no matter what type of God that you serve. Hey, let's all pray for unity, peace, love, and happiness, because that's what we need in this world today. And if you are out there, and if pay it forward to somebody that is less fortunate than you are, please pay it forward, because everybody has a story. Everybody has a story. And as I go out, you know, I always have to play my music, my gospel music. I accept all artists of any genre. I accept. And be looking out for Little Tyrese tomorrow night. It's going to be on at 8 p.m. Eastern time for Tyrese. Make sure you tune in with him tomorrow night. And happy St. Patrick's Day to each and every one of you all. Hey, 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 I'm that Black Irish. Yes, I am. Anyway, this is Young Men for Christ. You can't be God's given, and we know that we can't be God's given. Here we go, and I am out. Peace, much love, and respect to each and every one of you that tuned in, called in, and given me much support. Remember to always tell your friends to tell their friends and so on, because that's how I get paid. But it's all good. Anyway, here we go, and I am out. Kisses.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Come on, put your hands together. If you want to be blessed in 2013, all you got to do is give God his 10%. And watch what he do for you. Listen.
so glad I did.
Gave me